jumped on. I'll have to admit this, the bandwagon of Western United. It was a stellar debut season for this football organisation. They were defeated by Melbourne City in the semi-final, but it was one hell of a start to the A-League in the competition. And our next guest is a defender for Western United, Ivan Voyitsa, and he played off the bench against Adelaide United in the opening round. And I thought both sides played really well on that particular night at Geelong. It was nil all. And now Western United will be looking to finally defeat Melbourne City. They've met on four occasions, and unfortunately for Western United fans, they haven't got the job done. But it's great to catch up with Ivan. He joins us now on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Ivan. Thanks for your time, mate.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Melbourne City, they've been a side that we've struggled, or Western United have struggled to get over.
Correct. And that's what the results will show. And in this week, that's something we're looking to turn around.
Ivan, how's the improvement been from last season to this season?
Yeah, we're looking to improve day in, day out, let alone from season to season. Coming into the season, we've set higher goals individually and as a team and as a club. So we're looking to improve on all areas.
It's been a year and it's been 12 months for sporting organisations to adapt and make sure that they're flexible regarding their schedules, and you don't know what's happening from day to day with the landscape because of COVID-19. Now, Western United played their first game just over 2 weeks ago against Adelaide United. How have you, as a team, dealt with the current situation that we all find ourselves in?
Yeah, it's definitely been tough for everyone, but as a club, we're ensure that we're just ready. As you say, it changes day to day, so we ensure that we're ready day to day, because you don't know what's going to be coming next, to be ready at any moment to if we have to lie anywhere or play a game, or if it's going to be a break of 2 weeks to make sure that we condition our bodies right to be ready for the game in 2 weeks.
Ivan, when you say you need to be ready, you literally need to have a bag packed ready to go at any. It's nearly like having a baby. You've got the bag packed at the door, ready to rush out the door. But that's how it has been. Some of the AFL teams say they went to training, they played a game, and then they had just a few hours here at the airport, and we've got to get you out of the state. Has that been the communication to be as ready as that?
Thankfully, not now. So, of course, as you know, COVID is very unexpected, so we don't know what could happen in the future. However, with last season, that was very much the case when the boys went to the hub. It was, I remember we had training in the morning, and it all happened in a couple of hours. We've got a phone call. And 2 hours later, we're at the airport trying to, get on a flight. So, yeah, it's very much so. Have your bags packed at any moment, you're off.
So many stars in your side. And my favourite player these days, apart from you, Ivan, is Alessandro Diamanti, the 37-year-old Italian that's been there, done that on the biggest stage of all. But I just love the way that he goes about his business. And I think on social media, he sends out a message. I think this is how you pronounce it, Ivan. Poi Bo, which means living life with passion. What's he like to play with alongside?
He's exactly that meaning. And he says, as you see there, he stands by. He's always projecting that little phrase. And that's what he's like in the change room, is the life of the change room. He's always bringing passion, energy, whether it's the training, whether it's with laughter, our recovery, but especially, as you know, on the game, he's bringing passion. With the way he plays the game. It's phenomenal to be around him, and all the boys grow around him.
And with someone with that experience that he's been there and done that, you can't help but learn, can you, from the things that he has? He's very open with sharing those as well?
Yes, definitely. I firmly believe we can learn from anyone. You can learn from someone younger than you learn from someone older, but let alone when you have someone of the class of Diamanti, with his wealth of experience and wisdom in the game and in life, it's a massive, abundant wealth of knowledge that he has. And yeah, he's always willing to share that with us, thankfully.
And how are you enjoying your time at Western United? You left Newcastle, Ivan, to get some game time, more game time at Western United under Mark Rudin. How and Mark was, you're one of the first signings under Mark. How have you enjoyed your time so far at Western United?
I've loved every bit of it. Obviously, last season for me, I went through a bit of an injury, which I've thankfully gotten under control now, and looking to make a big push this season. But my time under the club, under Mark, has been nothing short of amazing. They've helped me grow mentally, physically. And the people in the club, it's one big family that we have here. It's beautiful to be a part of, and I'm very proud to be a part of this club.
And Victor Sanchez, he's been the star signing, of course, the Spaniard that's arrived here in Melbourne. I thought he was pretty impressive as well in his first up match for Western United.
Yeah, correct. That's another great player. Similar to Diamante, he's been there, done it in Europe, 300 games in Spain, in top flight. So again, his knowledge, experience that he brings to the change room is phenomenal.
Well, Ivan, the best of luck this weekend. Finally, you get to play a game, and you must be really looking forward to taking on Melbourne City and. Hopefully you can get a win for the first time over that organisation. We wish you the best of luck, mate.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.